Well, New Zealander Chris Liddell, who is the Director of Strategic Initiatives in the Trump White House, has been accused of violating criminal conflict of interest laws. Chris Liddell, of course, was most recently the CFO of Microsoft and the Vice President of General Motors. Let's go to Washington now and to Simon Marks. Simon, plenty to talk about because there's been a lot of else going on with the Trump administration. But Chris Liddell, effectively, the conflict that he's being alleged of having here is playing a role in meeting with major companies in which he's also appeared to held millions of dollars in stock.
That's exactly right, Guy. On Ford, General Motors and Fiat Chrysler, their executives came to Washington and sat down with Donald Trump at the White House in late January and early February. And Christopher Liddell, the president's director of strategic initiatives, as you might imagine, was included in the meetings. However, according to a watchdog group here, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, they say they have seen no evidence to suggest that at the time those meetings were taking place, he had divested himself of his stock in those companies. The investments, they say, totaled between $3 and $4 million in those companies. It was only after those meetings had taken place on February the 9th that the Office of Government Ethics issued certificates of divestiture for Mr. Liddell and for his wife. In other words, suggesting that it was only by February the 9th that he had formally divested himself of his interests in those companies. And so this watchdog group is suggesting to the top legal officer inside the White House, who is supposed to make sure that everything is done in accordance with ethics rules, that there are at least questions about whether Mr. Liddell should have been in those meetings if he was still holding the stock in those companies at the time when those meetings took place. The White House has not answered the specific allegations. They've simply put out a statement saying that Mr. Liddell has been working with the Office of the White House Counsel to ensure he is fully compliant with his legal and ethical obligations. But note there that they use the present tense. What we don't know is whether he was fully compliant when those meetings took place in late January and early February.
And Simon, also creating a lot of interest over there at the moment, Trump's tax returns, or at least part of them. This looked like it was going to be a big, big news story, but did it really develop?
Listeners of a certain age, Guyon, will remember the day when a television journalist here in the United States said that he had found Al Capone's vault, and millions of people tuned in to watch the doors being blasted off the thing, and in walked the journalist to find absolutely nothing. There was a flavour of that last night when Rachel Maddow, the MSNBC host, teased us all and said she had Donald Trump's tax returns. It turned out that she had a partial tax return, two pages, of a return from more than 12 years ago. We learned a couple of interesting things. Donald Trump, back in 2005, made $150 million in income, and he paid $38 million in tax. That's an effective tax rate of 25%, less than the average salaried employee would be paying on the high street in the United States, but more than many of Donald Trump's detractors had suspected that he might have paid in federal income tax on a regular basis. Of course, we don't know what he does on a regular basis. This is one snapshot of what was going on in 2005. We don't know what was happening in 2004, in 2006, or in any of the years since then. So a lot of heat. It doesn't generate very much light.
Just really quickly, there's some suspicion that he might have had a hand in leaking this himself.
Is,
are we
yes.
in conspiracy land there, or what are we
no,
think?
No, well, not necessarily, because if you look at the document that MSNBC transmitted last night, it's actually got a rubber stamp on it that reads client copy. So did it come straight from Donald Trump's files? Did he put this out there himself? Was there another copy of it floating around? Somehow it got put into the post, and it ended up in the mailbox of a former New York Times reporter, who then took it to MSNBC. Where it came from, we still don't know.
Intriguing. Thanks very much, Simon. Simon Marks from Washington.